Should you ask me, whence these stories? Whence these legends and traditions, with the odors of the forest, with the dew and damp of meadows, with the curling smoke of wigwams, with the rushing of great rivers, with their frequent repetitions, and their wild reverberations as of thunder in the mountains? I should answer, I should tell you, from the forests and the prairies, from the great lakes of the Northland, from the land of the Ojibways, from the land of the Dakotas, from the mountains, moors, and fenlands, where the heron, the Shushuga, feeds among the reeds and rushes. I repeat them as I heard them from the lips of Nawadaha, the musician, the sweet singer. Should you ask where Nawadaha found these songs, so wild and wayward, found these legends and traditions, I should answer, I should tell you, in the birds' nests of the forest, in the lodges of the beaver, in the hoofprints of the bison, in the eyrie of the eagle. All the wild fowl sang them to him, in the moorlands and the fenlands, in the melancholy marshes. Chitawake, the plover, sang them, Mang, the loon, the wild goose, Wawa, the blue heron, the Shushuga, and the grouse, the Mushkodasa. If still further you should ask me, saying, who was Nawadaha? Tell us of this Nawadaha. I should answer your inquiries straightway in such words as follow. In the vale of Tawasentha, in the green and silent valley, by the pleasant watercourses dwelt the singer Nawadaha. Round the Indian village spread the meadows and the cornfields, and beyond them stood the forest, stood the groves of singing pine trees, green in summer, white in winter, ever sighing, ever singing.